the Lord, the apostles took the Lord's words literally in today's gospel, but what he was really talking about was the errors of the Pharisees and the scribes, and the Pharisees, the scribes, and the Sadducees, because the leaven of Herod was that which the Sadducees also believed. They, it were, denied the resurrection, and so they truly lived in this world as if there was no world to come. The Pharisees would pervert the law of God and replace it with the law of man. Amongst those that they would do, they would declare that you could declare your possessions korban and then abandon the care of your mother and your father, which was clearly contrary to the law of God. And indeed, each one of these errors, these false ways of looking at human life, would cause ultimately the destruction of all morality in the world. And so the Lord tries to bring the apostles to this deeper understanding that he provides both for the belly, but more importantly, he provides for the soul by his divine teachings. And it was that teaching that he refers to in the first part of the gospel. To feed our understanding so that our hearts may grow in love is what the Lord is really telling the apostles, and to trust in his providence for all other things. And so we too, in our day and age, must have complete trust in divine providence. The Lord does not forbid that in prudence we put aside and prepare for times of want and times of need, but we must always remember even in them we cannot abandon charity. For instance, if we were to hoard things and keep them for ourselves as our neighbors starved, then we would show very clearly that we had fallen for one form of the leaven of the Pharisee or the leaven of Herod. For we must depend upon providence, and when all things seem desperate by human standards, that is, we have no bread or anything else to provide for our human needs, then it is providence that will provide for us. And as the doctors and fathers of the church would point out to us, this does not necessarily mean that the Lord will provide as he provided for the 5,000, but even if we were, in order not to deny our faith, have to suffer death by starvation, then providence would provide that grace by which we would not die of despair. And we see throughout the history of mankind, especially during the persecution of the Roman Colosseum and all great persecutions that have broken out against Holy Mother Church, that indeed God does provide these very miracles of grace, by which even by any human standard we would think a soul would be driven to despair. By the grace of God they persevere, not denying their Lord, and so showing they fully understood the words of the Lord and trusted completely in his providential intercession in our lives. And so let us go about seeking to do in prudence what is necessary, but always remembering when human prudence seems to be, as it were, the only solution, it is not human prudence that we are called to exercise, but complete confidence and trust in divine providence, that he will provide for those who love him in any manner necessary for them to persevere in grace. And so, in all things, we must turn to Christ. We must turn to Christ for our human needs and the necessities of life, but most especially, we must turn to him constantly for those freeing doctrines that truly free mankind from slavery to sin and again make them sons of God. And so we must seek always and everywhere to love our Savior with all our mind and with all our heart, and to trust in him for all that is necessary for us to persevere in his grace in this life, in order that we may truly come to know the fullness of the mystery of the incarnation in the life to come, in which we ponder and bask in the love of God for all eternity. And so we must love him, as St. Paul tells us, in this life, as if in a mirror, seeing unclearly all that we desire to see most clearly in heaven. And so in this life we truly journey by faith, for St. Paul tells us, "Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it even entered into the heart of man, what God has prepared for those who love him." That which he has prepared is ultimately not to be found in this life, but to be found in the life to come. And so, as we prepare for that union with our Lord, let us have complete trust in his providence, whether in good times or in bad times. Let us always turn to the Lord for the most basic needs of humanity, and most especially for that which is our greatest need, to come to know our God, to come to love our God, and to come to serve our God in this life, so that we truly may enjoy him for all eternity in the life to come.
Christus.